A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Another episode of the Eavesdrop. You're listening to it. My name is Delamar. Of course, the Eaves are here and it's been funny, you know. First it was Jelly who was gone, and then it was me. Oh no, first it was me, and then Jelly was gone. And now who's gone? Fran. But don't you worry, she's still part of the podcast. We're just taking turns, you know. So with me, of course, for this episode is Miss Jelly Victor and Z. Jude Rocha. Hello.
Gusto ko may V denta.
V. Jelly.
No, kasi sa atin, ano, it's reserved for Jude talaga. The Jude Rocha.
Jude Rocha.
But that's, ano, yun yung mga, ano, aspirations ko. May V. Tapos yung, ano, they refer to me just by my initials. Pag gano'n wow. Kasi boss, di ba? Yung mga CEO, laging initials lang eh. Wala lang.
Oo. Sa corporate, gano'n eh, di ba?
Yes. I noticed. Yeah. I was like, uy, sarap na na. Sige. Just by my initials. Hello, gang.
Hello, GV.
You see? GV. Jimmy GV.
Si GV. Oo. At saka si...
The GV.
At saka si JR. Hi, JR. GV, JR.
How's everybody?
Everybody, I'm good. I'm really good. It's springtime in, finally, real spring is here. So there's a lot of working.
Spring has sprung.
Oh, yes.
Medyo may kulay na.
Oh, kasi we were still having snow when Christy was here. It was like insane. But this is the week that we saw a lot of sun, although ang temperature is still kind of nippy. But otherwise, you know, I have been hearing from my brother-in-law that Manila is so hot.
I was going to say, we'd take nippy any day over what we're getting here.
Yeah.
Grabe ba?
Impierno feels.
Impierno feels.
Iba, yesterday, so Juliana had jujitsu and the car was just parked outside for several hours and there was no shade. So ang init nung interior nung car. And then when we drove off, I had to get some petrol. We had to turn off the engine. Oh my God, feeling namin naluluto kami sa loob because we couldn't turn on the air conditioning. Tangang ibang level. It's either you stay home or you're in a mall. In the office, parang yung transition going from one place to another, ang hirap.
Kasi, talaga, hindi, ganun grabe.
Ganun kainit. Yeah, well, it's the first summer back for me and my family.
Oh, that's right.
So as much as we were looking forward to experience things again, like Holy Week and the sort, well, Christmas back, a few months back and all that. Ibang klase tong... Janet Jackson, grabe.
Jackson. You know what? It's always a treat pag si Jude nag-sword speak.
Hindi siya nakakatuwa. Pag nasa loob ka ng bahay, yung ano, pag lumabas ka naman, kunyari sa labas ng bahay namin, kahit pa paano may maliit kaming garden na hindi na naalagaan over, you know, the years kasi... Mm.
We were out
and although magaling naman si Julie magano, pero iba na yung may nag-aalaga talaga eh. Mas malamig sa ano talaga, shaded area, sa basketball.
It makes such a big difference, right?
May puno naman kami dito, pero wala ka namang, hindi ko na pwede mag-picnic kasi nga hindi na.
Wala nang damo.
Hindi mo alam kung anong higaan mo eh.
Oh my gosh, yeah. But what's your tree, Jude? What kind of tree do you have? Do you know?
Oh, we have lots. Hindi niya yata naabutan yung most of it. We've got a bunch of bamboos in the back where you used to smoke cigarettes. when you were here that one time.
Who was smoking?
No, I don't know. I forget. But I have pictures.
I have pictures.
There are pictures. I don't know if they're mine.
May pictures ba? Talaga? Sino yan? Sino yan? Nandito ba sa podcast? Alam ko na yun eh pag nandito sa podcast.
Yung isa nag-guest nung kailan lang.
Hi! It's so funny.
The newest tree that we have is the one that we bought from shopping. We call it the fine arts tree kasi yun yung sinabi nung nagbenta sa amin sa tennis court ng shopping. Yun yung tree sa fine arts sa may Bartlett sa may Jacinto Street. So sabi ko, sige, since si JB naman nag-fine arts. So now when we came back, it's so much taller and we put it in a spot where you can see it from the sala, the living room. So now it fills out the whole window.
Oh, nice.
It's been blooming pretty much nonstop since we got back. So may paisa-isa siyang, ganun, ano siya eh, parang off-white na blooms. Pero puno siya. Kaya nakakatuwa every morning.
Dapat pag dumadaan ka dun sa puno, tutuksuhin mo siya. Uy, blooming.
Kakausapin ko.
Uy, blooming siya.
Hindi, ano na lang, telepathic. Tsaka nababayan ng mga ibon. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh.
Na-imagine ko yun, Del, pag tinutokso ni Jude yung puno, yung mga anak niya nasa loob ng house, they're like nudging one another. Parang, is that okay?
No, he's
been talking to the trees.
As far as trees are concerned, just take a look at it for a few seconds and somehow it, you know, centers you because eto lang this morning when I ano, may ano na naman, may bloom na naman, di napapatid yata ng ilang ano. So ayun, if only for that, then it would have served its purpose for me.
I love trees. I never
Same
used
here.
To yeah and ako that like just because of, I guess, where I am, they know their trees. And so, grabe, we spend a lot to save some of the trees that we have in our parking strip. Kasi may fungus that invades. So, you have to, you want to save the tree, but it costs something like $400. Yeah.
To what? To save it?
Well, you can't really save it. That's what I learned over the weekend.
To manage
it. Yesterday. Parang you can delay the fungus overtaking the tree, but really once it's there, kasi wala silang blood, so even if you put medicine, there's no medium that could take it everywhere, you know. But yeah, I wish Manila had lots of trees because obviously, kung maraming puno during summer, it will provide shade and also lower the heat. Diba?
Shaded areas. There's not enough. There are some. Pero meron talaga, parang, lalo na pag dikit-dikit, wala talagang space. You know, having a UP campus with all those acacias surrounding the oval is not enough to offset the areas where wala nang ano, walang puno, walang paglalagyan. Pero mahirap na siyang i-manage.
Oh man. Well,
at saka hindi ka pwedeng basta-basta magputol ng, yun ang nalaman ko, pag nasa labas ng bahay mo, you have to get the DNR
permit.
Even if it's on your lot, or they have to check it, they have to go there and check your tree, which was the case dun sa where my mom and sister live. They have this huge mahogany that I felt that is a nuisance already, because when it sheds, it's like it's actual rain when the leaves fall.
Totoo, yeah.
And I was there one time visiting, and narinig ko, parang ano yun? Parang avalanche. Parang yung pala nagsished. Yun yung sinasabi ng kapatid ko.
Uh-oh. Grabe yun. Tapos yung cleanup is hard.
And the cleanup is brutal. So yun na nga. Pang ano lang talaga. Pang gubat lang talaga siya. Hindi siya pang subdivision.
Oh, the mahogany. Yeah, the mahogany farm. Anyway, so what is going on? Because last time we had a live recording, Kurt was our guest, which is kind of an awesome thing, right? We were just talking to him. And the next thing you know, he's on the podcast there.
Galing. And he's, I feel like he is even nicer in person. Because you'd see from the screen, the videos that he puts out, he seems like a nice guy. He seems like a fun guy. In person, mas lalo na.
Yeah,
tapos,
I believe that.
You can sense that this is a man who has a pretty, he really has a good heart, and he absolutely adores the Philippines talaga. And it's not because, uy, ano, I'm getting good, like, you know, if you're a clout chaser, I should do something about the Philippines, about the Filipinos, or anything Filipino. Kasi for sure, it's going to get traction. Sa kanya, hindi. Eh, talagang ramdam mong. He's just a genuinely good guy who loves the Philippines.
You know, that's funny because whenever people here know that I'm Filipino, there's almost always a conversation of one of their friends or one of their brothers or someone in the family had served their mission in the Philippines.
Mm.
And they will wow me with whatever Tagalog phrases that they still retained.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. It's so cute because they really kind of reach out to you. And when they tell stories, they always seem to say that they love the people, that the people are warm, and it's like, family. That's what I hear most of the time talaga here. So yeah, I believe you na ganon yung dating, diba? Totoo eh. Kasi most of them, when they go to the Philippines, obviously it's when they serve their mission. So at a certain age, men go. Yung mga nakita nating 2x2 na may mga nameplate.
Tapos saka necktie. Tapos may satchel.
I saw them the other night. Going home, driving home, dalawa sila naglalakad. And the thought that I had when I caught a glimpse was, I wonder how they're faring in this heat walking around.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, nga, no?
Kaya siguro nagpagabi, pero mainit pa rin sa gabi.
sa gabi, mainit
late,
pa rin.
Late
kasi
na eh.
Oh, that's right. Kasi sa atin, di talaga lumalamig yung gabi eh, di ba? Siguro kung single ka, lumalamig.
Papainitin mo, maghanap ka ng paraan.
Paraan, we find ways, you know.
You know, the other day I was having a conversation. We were having dinner, so Juliana, Rhoda, and myself, and we were just talking about, you know, things in the past. And I was telling Juliana, you know, when I lived with my Lola, I was sharing the room with my aunt. And we just had a fan. There was only one room in that entire house that had air conditioning. That was my Lola's room, which she shared with one of her daughters, my tita. Sila lang yung may aircon. Everyone else, fan lang. Tas meron kaming, we would have a mosquito net. Kasi it's an old house and we'd have the windows wide open. Yung the window na may mga kapis shells pa.
Oh, ganon. Yes.
Uh-oh, but uh-oh. Big, wide windows, wide open. Uh-oh, sliding lang siya, wide open. Tapos fan lang, and it's an oscillating fan between my aunt and myself. It's may mosquito net. But we would sleep just fine. And I was like, ngayon hindi na kaya. And I'm like, and it makes me worry about what's happening to our world if it's getting this hot every single year. What kind of a world are we passing on to, what, let's say, Juliana when she's all grown up? You know, baka pag, when she's all grown up, ang kwento niya sa mga anak niya, dati kami natutulog kami, isang aircon lang kaya. Alam mo yun? Like, ano tayo sa kanila? Because I can't imagine. Fan lang dati and it was comfortable sleep. It's not like I'm fanning myself to sleep. Hindi eh. Just that one fan, it's enough, all good. But now, hindi kaya.
Now it's a luxury before yung aircon.
Oh.
Ay, now it's a necessity before luxury yung pag naka-AC ka.
Oh.
True, true. Uh-oh. I think it's really just, you know, it's bare. There's no more trees to give oxygen and shade us, you know. I don't know what's going to happen. We're gonna be toast pretty soon.
Baka ano,
ako nga may tan line eh.
At wow!
Oo, may tan. Linya ng sunog, correct. Kasi I was out for 2 days. I was out gardening. And I've one day I was out at 9 and I came in at 2.
That's a long time.
Tapos this morning, ganun. But actually dati, we would start at 8 and end at 5 or 6. I mean, it's really hard work. That's why when people say, "Oy, nasa America ka, siguro sarap ng buhay." Actually, the kind of work you need to do here is different. Maraming luxuries, pero ang dami mo pa rin talagang kailangan. Like, I don't think I've done this kind of manual labor in my whole life until I got here. And I was like, so you think it's a cushier life, huh? Yeah, there's a lot of work. Pero yeah, sunog-sunog ako dito. Kaya ang ano ko talaga, sunblock, please. I don't want to grow old too soon.
I think skin. One of the reasons why people think it's more comfortable in the U.S. because you have all the appliances, so you just load it up. Alam mo yung parang hindi mo na kailangan gawin ikaw mismo. Pero hindi, there's still things that you really have to do yourself because there's nobody else is going to do it.
Because I would argue the opposite, because in the Philippines, you've got people helping you.
Yeah.
Every friggin' place you go. You don't even put the gas in yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Kasi dito yun yung ano ko, oh my gosh, paano ko to ila? Paano to? Paano ko I spill the gas and then there's a big fire and then ang headline, Pilipina.
Natanga sa gasolinaan.
Tangang Pilipina. But anyway, yeah. So there's a lot of work that you gotta do. Any which way, any place you go, there's always a trade-off. So that's why pag nakita ko si, when you guys talk about, you know, si Fran, the driver, ikaw naman, si Ate Luz, di ba? Mm. Si Jude, si Julie, na ngayon ko palang narinig, pero... But you always have help. Yeah. There's always somebody there that's helping you out. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm here and I gotta do everything. Well, not me and my husband have to do everything, so I guess that's just life. Wow, dead air.
Hindi, like lahat it. Kami ini-imagine yung buhay mo and realizing how good we have it here.
Oh, yeah. You really do. I have to reiterate that. Nah, it's really Tsaka yung kind of, I guess what I got from the episode with Kurt was, diba, he feels like ang mga Americano dito, every man for himself.
Mm.
That's how it is. And but in the Philippines, minsan ayaw mo na eh. Pwede ba? Leave me alone. But hindi, they won't leave you alone. They're always up in your business, you know? Kahit si Manong Guard, tatanungin ka. Mm-hmm. Si ate sa tindahan. Di ba makikipag-chismisan? And the truth is, no matter how annoying you might find it on your off days, it's still some sort of human connection that you have. And I really think take that away, you'll get lonely.
Aliyo.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to share, last night I came home at past 11 already. I just spent it at a friend's house, a friend that I haven't seen in a long time. We were with another friend that I haven't connected with for quite a while. And I like the fact that we were teasing the other friend. Her name is Michelle. We're teasing her. Ah, so ngayon nagpapakita ka na. Ready ka na. Oh, siya niya, ready na ako. Ready na ako. And that was it. Like, walang tampuhan. There was no drama. There was no need to explain na ano bang nangyari sa'yo? Bakit hindi ka nagpapakita? Ba't umiwas ka? You had a different set of friends. Walang ganun. There was no explanation needed. She just acknowledged na ready na ako. Ready na ako to reconnect with you guys. So because myself and the other friend, her name is Zara, we are both connected with her ex. With her ex-boyfriend. Mm. And she ended up with another partner and a family. Tapos parang unti-unting nawala yung friendship namin with her. Like, basta iba na yung lagi yung mga kasama. Tapos, basta walang ano, no messages, not even on Instagram or Facebook. But when I messaged her na, hey, I came across Z at this event and she really wants to get together and chika lang, when are you free? And she's like, oh, on the 20th, I don't have work. I'm like, oh, I don't have work then. Sige, tara. And then, ang bilis ng usapan. And then we were all there and reminiscing like there was no time lost. Is that the correct expression?
Yeah.
But when I was driving home, I was like, I like that. I don't know if it's because we're older and we just don't want any dramas. No explanation needed. Just say you're ready now and you're here now. Okay, let's pick up from, you know, where we left off.
I think it could be age, you know, because I think especially as you, dare I say, middle age. This is middle age. But you, what's that, the song by Baz Luhrmann, Everybody Wears Sunscreen? But there's a line that said, the older you get, the more you want, the more you need the people you grew up with to be around you.
Yeah.
And I feel that is, I didn't understand it then, but now that I'm M.A., middle-aged, I feel like totoo siya. And it's not just the people in your school. Like, I think for me, the need to reconnect with you guys, the radio people, it represented that part of your life when you were single. Hi, Ju.
Kakagising lang, sumasayaw na para sa inyo.
Anak na anak mo, Jel. She came out of the womb dancing. Tugs, 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 tugs. Nung nanganak si Jelly, nung lumabas yung baby niya, biglang ano, yung ilaw biglang nagkaganon. Diba? Hi, Juliana. I wish you can't hear me. You have your ear. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on, Del.
But I really think that you kind of, like when I see Jude, for example, yung group ni Jude, you've been friends since high school or grade school, right?
Yeah.
Tama ba?
Yeah. Whoa. Grade school. Some of them.
See? That's amazing. That's really amazing. And they've seen you through all of the stages. And I think that's such a treat if you still have that in your life. Ganun yata talaga. And I think that's why when your friend said, okay, I'm ready. Okay na. Diba? Parang, oh, the more important thing is you're here now. And we could pick up from where we left off. And you kind of feel like, ano, mag-aaway pa ba tayo? Ang tatanda na natin.
Yeah.
Diba? Magtatampuhan pa ba? You know? Good for you.
It was refreshing and ang saya lang talaga to reminisce on how we were years ago, on past relationships, and then we called her ex. And nakakatawa. Alam mo, it was a hilarious evening. She's friends with the ex. By now, okay na. Like, wala na. Parang, let's forget what happened. So, it was good. Good vibes lang. GV lang siya, GV.
GV, see Jelly. Yes. Good vibes. Oh, I was talking to someone, I think 2 weeks ago, and I was telling her, na parang, isn't it funny that when you see all of your, like, exes, for example, there's a time na talagang galit ka, nasaktan ka eh, diba? Ganyan. Pero you reach a point when, I guess, when you found your place in the sun, they have as well. And then you go, oo nga, okay na. Bakit pa ako magagalit? You're there with whoever. I'm here with whoever. And things are okay. And I love that. And I was telling my son the other day na that conversation. Sabi ko, you know, sometimes as you approach your teenage years, you're gonna, you know, like girls and all of that. And some days you might feel hurt. Pero sabi ko, guess what? You reach an age where even if you're hurt, really hurt, there comes an age now you're able to just let it go.
Yeah.
With no fanfare. No, yeah. It's not hard. You just let it go. Like Elsa. But also, like Jelly, that. Feeding ko kasi, you're also capturing that part of you that used to exist with those people. Parang, I don't know how old you were when you were friends with them, but let's just say you were in your 20s.
Yeah.
The people, they understand.
It was in the late 20s.
Yeah, the late 20s Jelly. So when you're with them, there's a part of you that recaptures that old, the younger you with them. And vice versa. So I think that's what makes the kwentuhan, you know, as lively and as fun as you had the other night. Good for you, girl. Thank you.
I've actually had some really good weeks. When I was away, I was out of the podcast. It was because we went on a pretty long trip to Palawan. And if there is something I want to share with our listeners, if you've never explored El Nido, do it. Because for me, prior to this trip, El Nido was just like a transit point. You fly into El Nido and then you get picked up and you're whisked off to the island or the resort that you're staying in.
You mean El Nido Town?
El Nido Town.
Oh,
you
yes.
have to like just fly into El Nido, choose a hotel, a hostel, an Airbnb within El Nido Town, and then just explore that site, that island, go on a drive to different beach. And dami kasi eh. Like within 45 minutes, you're at another beach, you're in Nakpan. And oh my God, it is just beautiful to the point na naiyak ako when we went island hopping because I'm like, ang ganda talaga ng Pilipinas.
Yeah.
Ang ganda talaga na. I was like, my God, ang ganda talaga ng bansa ko. Ang ganda ng bansa ko. Talagang kiniklaim ko na bansa ko. No, pero kasi talagang it's just beautiful. And our people are entertaining. The boatmen. Look at Juliana smiling because she's recalling some of the experience. There was, we would dock in some island. There were several boats kasi that's where you have lunch. And then you see one guy jumps off a boat with a paper plate full of rice.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And he would paddle. So, nasa malalim to ha. Nasa malalim siya. He was paddling with the plate of rice going to another boat. Kasi kinulang ng rice yung mga boatmen. But I was like, oh my God, mga Pinoy talaga.
Tapos, kakaiba.
May mga iba, ang daming boats. Nung nakita nilang, ano, we were going to buy buko, biglang out of nowhere, ang daming boatmen na lumabas. May isa pa, oh, bili ka na ng buko sa amin. Ah, bili ka ng ice cream sa amin. Dinumog kami ng boats. So, we're like, oh sige, tatlong buko sa'yo, tatlo sa'yo, tapos ice cream naman sa'yo. So, everyone got to sell. But it's just so amusing how all of these people under the heat, exhausted from rowing their boats, are still such happy people.
Yeah.
Nakakatuwa.
I'm seeing it from now an outsider's point of view. It's really a unique experience. Some people find it annoying, pero when you think about it, pagka you go to another country like the first world countries, there's so much space between people. No wonder they're lonely.
Yeah.
But I mean, that little interaction where everyone's trying to sell you something and then boatmen, you see that it connects you to people in however shallow that might be or how deep it. The point is that there is some kind of connection.
Yeah.
And it really does overall make you happy, a happier person. Sa totoo lang. Because I could go a day without really talking to anyone, apart from my family.
Yeah.
There would be a day that I could just keep my mouth shut, although that's hard for me to do. It's quite a challenge, you know. But I realized, like, iba talaga sa atin. Iba, pag pumunta ka lang sa mall, eh. Pagkuha mo pa lang ng ticket dun sa... Diba sa parking? Oh. Hi, good morning, ma'am. Diba, there's something.
Medyo nababawasan na yun ngayon, Del.
Bakit?
Kasi automated na yung parking ticket. Wala nang tao.
Wow. Yeah, wow naman.
Mm-mm.
You just press a button or wave if you don't wanna touch it.
See, imaginein mo yan. Once that is everywhere, even the banks... Even everywhere you go to a gas station, ikaw mag-isa. Punta ka sa banko, ikaw mag-isa. I mean, those little things pile up and that's why OFWs probably feel the way that they do. Tayo pa naman, sanay tayo that people are in your business, up in your business all the friggin' time.
Yun lang yung ano.
Well, this being the Philippines or Metro Manila, kasi nga, dapat automated. Meron pa rin nag-a-assist pagka hindi sanay yung mga...
Oh, yes!
Or pag malayo. Oh, ba't mo naman dun sa sensor? Because I guess labor is cheap.
May guard. May guard.
Guard pa rin. Tapos meron ding iba. I would like to believe na they just don't know, they're not familiar with that mall and they don't know na you're supposed to pay for the parking before you get into your car. So you pay for the parking sa may, sa stairs, sa may, basta, it's before you even go back to your car, you're supposed to have paid the parking ticket. Pero may marami kang makikita minsan na nandun na sa exit by the barrier, tapos biglang, hindi nakapagbayad. So they also sometimes still have an attendant there. Uh-oh. For those people.
Eh kasi isipin mo paano siya aatras.
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh. Right? Oh, no. Yeah, that's... It's funny because... No, ngayon ko lang napapansin na how festive it just really feels. When you're in the Philippines, kahit walang piyesta. It feels like that, you know? I mean, when Christy was here, so one time we went to the mall. And the mall that is, well, this is the sauciest mall here, is in Salt Lake City. So it's called City Creek. It's beautiful, beautiful mall. Pagdating niya doon, sabi niya, but parang walang tao. Tapos sabi ko sa kanya, you know, the truth is, it's not a mall culture. Unlike the Philippines, mall is such a big part of our lives. That's where, you know, your social life,
it's
you know.
Your third place. It's your third place, eh.
Oh,
Tambay tayo sa mall. Palamig tayo. Kahit na wala kang bibilin.
Oh, correct. Yeah. And pagdating niya dito, as in, you know, it's not like teeming with people. And she really found it odd. Sabi ko, that's how I was. And until now, pag nakita ko, their malls are so sad. Sa atin kasi, ang malling, it's like an event. You gotta choose your outfit. Totoo yan, di ba? People dress up to go to the mall, right? And then, pagdating mo sa mall, di ba? Saan tayo kakain? They hang out, you know, in the mall. They spend hours. Dito talaga hindi. It's all business. In and out. Get your business done and then go home.
Hindi mangyayari sa atin dito sa Pinas yung kagaya ng sa States, yung maraming malls na nagsarado, yung mga
the huge
malls across the United States that have been abandoned, repurposed, torn down, made stories of a time that once existed. But here in the Philippines, one thing that I will say about the malls here now in this heat is hindi kaya nung aircon.
Kahit mall na yan, ha?
Kahit bago, parang kulang pa. Ano na yan, ha? Early evening na yata, late afternoon.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine. Paano yung mga bahay na walang aircon?
Yeah. Eh di, less is more, magtanggal ka ng damit. Di ba nga sabi nila, wag ka na mag-underwear.
Oh my God.
That made the news a few weeks back.
Really?
Mixed.
Oo nga. I don't know what to feel about that.
Ibang level yung heat.
Heat. People gotta work. They gotta still get ready. Wake up in the morning. Yeah. I woke up
May
at 5 a.m. Meron.
Yes.
I woke up at 5 a.m. Ang init-init na.
At maliwanag na sa labas.
Maliwanag na. And some schools have decided to, something that you've never seen before because we were summering already during this time. But now, since the schedule is so, until they change it again in a few years, walang face-to-face kasi sobrang init ng ano sa school.
Oh,
so, tapos walang proper ventilation.
They're online.
Pinapawi. Canceled sa bahay, asynchronous and all that. Yung mga hindi siguro air-conditioned.
Eh di UP kasali dyan.
I think UP nag-announce. Nag-announce ang UP. Na dahil nga, kasi napoproject na nila eh. So it feels like 42 degrees. Today, tomorrow, it'll be 43. Yun yung projection.
Oh my gosh.
So you have the option to, even for work on campus.
Oh, good lordy.
Good Lord, I can't. 43?
For, yung,
hey,
yung
Google.
Yung init factor.
What is 43 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit?
Almost 100?
Yes, 109. Oh my, that's like Vegas.
109? Grabe.
109.4. DW. I know.
Abangan nyo ang bagong stasyon.
109.4.
Umaamoy.
Flaming, flaming.
Nang tugtugan.
Ganyan dito. Maynila pa lang yan, Del, ha? Imagine mo ibang provinces mas mainit. La Union is even hotter.
Dagupan, Tuguegarao, Central Luzon. Diba, yeah.
Tuguegarao is the hottest. Diba? I think in our history, Tuguegarao has the hottest clocked in
Tampa. Dagupan and then points north and then Palawan has been in there as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, where's Palawan?
Western.
Okay. Western, oh. I wonder why that is.
But when we were there, we didn't feel it because it was so windy.
Kasi, oh.
Pero some, oh. Yes.
You know, Masara, it was windy. There were plenty of trees. And you're barely clothed.
Yon din. Tsaka may tubig.
Talagang sarap. Pero ito lang, I was sharing with Fran because right before I left, we had met up for the TPN event. Speaking of which, congratulations to the Pod Network because they had a successful pizza, podcasts, and pints event. So they collaborated with two other podcast networks, Anima Podcast and Puma Podcast, and they gathered advertisers and podcasters and they had this event and ang daming tao. So congratulations, TPN. They spearheaded that event. So well done. Ooh. Congratulations. So I got to see Fran then, and then I told her that we were headed off to Palawan, and then I said that I wanted to get my eyelashes done, and then she gave me her recommendations. Ito lang, ladies, kung nagbabala kayo mag island hopping or mag trip sa mga dagat-dagatan, tapos saka eyelashes kayo, isipin nyo na lang na hindi nyo masyadong makikita yung islands. You know why the whole time? You know, no. You know how I was? I was in the boat. Nakaganan ako. Hindi, because I had to protect my lashes from the strong winds.
That's oh my God.
I had my sunglasses on, pero ang lakas pa rin ng hangin. So nakaganon so talaga. So yung, I was protecting the lashes.
So yung lashes mo gumaganon. Like fanning. It's, oh my gosh.
Oh so yun lang. Just know that, ladies. It's my first time to get my lashes done. Matrabaho siya in terms of alaga.
I can't. Uh-oh, I cannot. I really can't. Because every time I'm in Manila, I feel like, I want to have my lashes done. I want to feel pretty, right? Every time. Pagdating ko sa bahay, I'm always like, oh crap, I knew it. I don't like it. Kasi hindi ka pwede maligo na, diba, the shower is pointing.
It can't
I
be direct.
Love that. Cannot be direct. And then when you're washing your face, you have to avoid your eyes.
In portion siya.
Parang kang nasa commercial, di ba? Pagka nag-ano ka parang, I can't. Sabi ko, I cannot do this. I don't feel clean. Kasi sa akin, for me to feel clean, kailangan kinukuskus ko eh. Paano mo kukuskus?
Hindi pwede.
You can't.
Hindi. I didn't know, but just so Jude knows, when you go into a lash salon, ang daming pag-iisipan. So, ano yung shape na gusto mo? May iba-ibang ano yan, categories. There's gorgeous, there's depending on the salon that you go to, they have. Basta, how do you want it? Do you want it full all the way through? Do you want it just the tips para cat eye siya?
Yes,
tapos,
yes.
Once you've decided on that, biglang,
how many?
How many counts? How long?
How long?
I was like, oh my God, ang dami namang pag-iisipan dito.
Parang Starbucks siya. Parang siyang Starbucks na, you know, tall. Diba?
Tall, non-fat. They kept laughing at me because I'm like, my God, hindi niya naman sinabing ang dami palang decision na kailangan gawin dito. Basta when I got it nung una, I was like, parang mali yata yung napili ko. Sobrang haba.
Actually, that's my recommendation because I've done it three times. The three times I was home, I had it done. Sabi ko, next time, Delamar. Huwag kang pipili ng mga, yung kasi yung glam, diba? Medyo mahaba siya. But the truth is, if you want it to look, you have an option. You want it to look natural or you want it to look like it's really, you're glammed up. Mas maganda if you're just doing it daily. Maikse. Pero kulot. Para mukhang it's really yours.
Ayun, that's another option, Jude. Para namang papagawa ni Jude na sinasabi.
Mabusisi eh. Mabusisi pala yung lashes na yan.
Yes, Jude.
Hanggang ano lang ako, yung sa nails, yung, di ba, yung...
Getting your nails did.
Yung, ano, Jude, as far as the concept. Pero sige, masubukan. Masubukan.
Final, Jude, is tatanungin nila sa'yo kung gusto mong curled siya. Tapos ano yung level ng curl?
Level. Yun, gusto mo ba yung tumatama sa eyelid mo? O gusto mo yung medyo may espasyo? Oh my gosh, Jude. I think iinit ulo mo.
Kahit ano na lang. Bagayan nyo na lang.
Pero naman, yung nung natapos siya, I was like, parang mali yata itong choices ko. Masyadong mahaba.
Pero,
ano na, nag-normalize na siya ngayon. Now, it looks pretty natural. It looks like I was just born with long lashes. And well, not if you've always known me. Kasi, marami nang nawala.
Kulang.
Oo.
Pero, isa pa yun.
At least, yung kulang sa akin, ano siya, parang, nag-usap-usap yung mga nail, yung mga lashes na, ikaw, you can, we can afford to lose you. Ikaw. So, pa rin, hindi yung,
spread
there's a
out.
Big chunk, there's a big chunk na nawala. Yeah. Medyo okay pa rin siya.
Kasi
ayun.
dito sa US, uso yung, alam mo yung parang may higad sila sa mata. Kasi sobrang kapal talaga yung, come on. Dude, those are not your lashes. Come on. Pero uso talaga dito yung para talaga sa higad eh. Kasi ang kapal. Tapos they pair it up with a high bun and then like super dark makeup. So sabi ko, iba talaga ang style ng side by side. Asians and white people, well at least Americans, yung beauty and makeup natin, it's almost always subtle.
Yeah.
We yun don't like it too dito. Much. Pero dito hindi. Bigger, bolder, better. Lahat, everything is just exag. Ako naman, ako nahihiya ako sa sarili ko pag, pag tumitingin ako sa salamin. Adele, you're a bit much. Anyway, yeah.
Rada was asking me, how come you got your lashes done? Because it was really my first time, so I was very surprised. And I said, kasi, because we were headed off to Palawan to attend a wedding. So it's Loreen, Uy, and Miggy Cruz's wedding. And I was telling Roda, para I have less makeup to do.
Yes.
Kasi sanay ako dito, I always get made up by a professional. Tamad akong to do my own makeup. Sabi ko, para when I'm there, kahit anong mangyari, maganda yung lashes ko. It
yes.
looks like I'm made up. So
yeah,
I'll do less for myself. Tapos nung una, nahiya ako, I found it like it's too long, it's too full. But when I got there, normal lang pala.
Sakto lang. Sakto lang.
Sakto lang pala siya. I'm a little bit underdressed.
kasi naman ang kasama mo mga artista.
Wow. If may hashtag nga kami for their wedding is hashtag Coron Music Festival, hashtag Coron Fashion Week. Because even just, while everyone's having breakfast or having lunch, like, dapat pala ganyan. Dapat pala, I was telling Rhonda, dapat pala ganyan.
Nakaplanado ba yung outfit?
As in.
Totoo yun. Totoo yun. Ever since.
So we got there for the welcome dinner and Georgina Wilson comes in this beautiful peekaboo dress, form-fitting, and this massive hat that was casting little shadows on her. I'm like, oh my God,
Yan yung
travel look niya. Just from Manila to El Nido, ganyan dapat ang itsura. But
yeah.
I think the one that impressed me the most from all the celebrity sighting there was Ann Curtis.
Simple, diba? White.
barely any makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
Her hair just pulled back in a bun, sleek.
Right.
Just a spaghetti strap. There's a little bit of a peekaboo in her tummy. And that was it. And she, she and Irwan didn't have a yaya. So it was just the three of them taking care of Dahlia. Just, and I'm like, my God. And pag ang ganda mo naman kasi talaga. Yung wala ka ng, well, lahat naman sila ang gaganda talaga. It was... But here's the other thing I wanted to share that I feel is an advantage with aging. Even though I was surrounded by beautiful people, all fit, all looking gorgeous, dressed so well, I didn't get insecure. That's the part I liked. Because if it was the 20-year-old me, I'd feel small. I'd feel like, ayoko na lumabas, doon na lang ako sa kwarto. You know, like I'd feel pressured na, hindi, meron ba akong mas magandang outfit kahit na wala ka namang dala? Like, sige, bukas magme-makeup talaga ako, mag-aayos talaga ako. Wala eh. Like parang, oh, good for them. Like, my God, she's so fit. Galing. Like, I, balik na ako sa gym. I wanna work towards that. Alam mo yun, it became inspirational, aspirational, rather than jealousy or envy. Wala. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I like aging, huh?
I think that's freeing. It really is freeing in a lot of ways that I don't think is talked about often. That of course you've got the ailments and all the stuff that you don't, you know, suddenly show up incontinence. But I really think there's a lot of settling down, and no more. There's a lot more acceptance. Well, I suppose if you do the work. Because you don't just magically appear at this age all zenned out without having put... The reason why you're pretty zen right now is because there was a lot of like crappy periods in your life when you're young. And whatever you learned out of it, that's what you have now at this age. But let's just say not a lot of people talk about that. But I do remember Oprah saying that... While most people long for their 20s and being young, she said, actually, no, I like my 40s.
Yeah.
And I agree. Siguro me pagka, too. Siguro pagka tortured ka ng 20s mo, you have a kind of a more peaceful midlife to look forward to. Mm. Pero let's say you were so happy and beautiful and, you know, all of that in your 20s, and then you see it decline. Maybe you're not prepared.
Yeah. Pwede din. I don't know. Is it the same for men, Jude?
That I want to keep up with the youngins?
Not so much. Like, unless that's the situation right now.
Ah, ganun na yung shoes mo ba? Ganyan, ha? Magkano yan?
Presyohan ba?
Dahil parang iba yung opinion on this side of the room.
Oo nga eh. Din na napansin ko.
Hindi na tayo skinny jeans, ha? O sige, pabagihan tayo. No. It's just figuring out a way how to be... Ako, if you ask me sino may mga pwedeng pasadong i-mention na idol. Yan, same. Sina Gabby, sina... Mas matandang...
Hanggang ngayon, may ganun pa rin sa buhok talaga. His Clark Kent. Forever, may ganun siya.
Si, sino pa ba? Senator Freddie Webb.
Yes. Oh, really?
If you've seen him in person, pag nakatambay siya dun sa salon niya, sa Aura.
Sa basement salon, sa SM Aura, that's where I've been going. That's where actually, I talked to him.
Yeah, came up to him and shook his hand and...
Yes.
Diba? And he's
Wait
what,
a minute,
70s?
He hangs out?
Yeah, he hangs out.
Yeah, he goes there every day with his dog. With his massive dog.
Asan si Hubert? Yun ang tanong ko.
Minsan andun din siya.
Oh my gosh. Crush ko yun eh, si Hubert. Dati.
Si mga, yan. Si Edu is also in great shape for...
Yes.
For a guy in his 60s or late 50s. I don't know. Pero pag yung, when you look at the young kids now, then no. It's just you've earned your way towards this. If anything, you owe yourself...
That's it.
To be healthy in whatever, not ripped or, syempre, mas maganda pag ganun, pero you can't be uninspired at this age. If you don't have any reason to be, if you're not sick or dealing with something, then the best case scenario for you is to attack life. But there's no reason for you to... hindi, sa kanila na yun. Oh, fine. Oh, gusto niyo rumampa araw-araw. Pag mag-breakfast ka lang eh, pinag-iisipan mo na yung...
Di ba? Oh my gosh.
Oh, di sige, sir.
How what we used to spend our time on and energy were really like, you know, that's for the young talaga. I think it's really for the young. And man, you should have enjoyed it back then, diba? Hey, sa usapang middle age.
Kayo, ano bang?
Sabihin nila, sabihin ng TPN, ayan, pinapalabas nyo talaga yung market nyo, the titas.
Ayun ba ang ano?
Yun na ba ang market natin, titas?
The titas, the ones who grew up with us. And then hopefully we get some of the youngins as well para they get to understand their parents a little bit more. Listen to us. Ganito ang thinking ng magulat. Kailangan tanggapin.
Ay, nako. I know. I nako, there's no way that you can still deny it when you reach a certain age.
Yeah.
Tumigil ka. Dapat ganun ang linya mo sa sarili mo. Tumigil ka, ha? Matanda ka na.
Accept it, embrace it.
Mas maka-relate pa tayo sa mga ibang who are in the same age that maybe don't get to express what they're going through, or maybe they don't have to put it in a box. They're just going through life as they are going through it. Whether it's where you're in tita or tito mode already. Eh, nakakatawa. Ito yung nakakatawa. Since na-mention naman natin yung mga those who are younger than us. What I find funny is these young'uns, young people, much, much young, are calling themselves tita or tumitita na or...
I know!
That gets to me.
Ano yun?
So ano kami?
Lola? Fossil?
It's like a crutch already.
I know, right?
Diba? Yung hindi lang lumabas isang weekend, hindi lang gumimik isang weekend, tita na, nakakainis.
Pero kasi it really kind of creeps up on you, this titaness of it all. All of a sudden, pag tumungtong na ng 9 o'clock, you're disinterested in the world. the only thing you want is a bed.
Or you,
so
pag
if
ano,
you're young.
Or pag yung weekend plans canceled, yes!
Hindi
ka lalabas. Sa bahay lang ako.
Actually, wala, we are now at that age na ang, you know, you're just fine. You're fine with everything. Well, sana. Sana all. Ay, nako. Anyway, how funny it is that sometimes we think, oh gosh, how do we get through one episode? But my gosh, it's 55 minutes in. You know? What a joy to be able to talk and get paid. Wait, are we getting paid?
Yung part na, we're still working on that part.
TBD, to be determined. Kaya nga pumupunta sa mga events tong dalawang to eh, para...
rumarampa for us, for us. Anywho, this is the episode. Sans Fran, of course, but she'll be back next time. And hopefully all four of us will be in one Zoom meeting, making sure that we, you know, kind of... bring our thoughts and our feelings and our words with us to give you yet another episode of The Eavesdrop. So, for Fran, who is not here but who will be back next episode, for Jelly, for Jude, this has been Delamar. Thanks for tuning in to The Eavesdrop Podcast. See you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.